intelligent, vain, ancient dragons. The Elder Scrolls franchise is filled with a number of common fantasy tropes and concepts, from various elven races to magic and magical artifacts, dungeon crawling, pantheons of deities, and of course, dragons. Although dragons wouldn't make a truly notable appearance in the series until the fifth game, Skyrim, they were a focal point of that game's story, and much of Skyrim's identity revolved around the dragon's reappearance. In this video, we'll go over what we know about the early history of dragons on Nirn, their interactions with the people of Tamriel before their disappearance, and their ultimate fate. It's unknown exactly when, where, or how dragons were first created. The most popular theory is that they were created by Akatosh, the dragon god of time, in his image. As such, the dragons would have a unique connection to the flow of time, and according to the Daedra, dragons simply were and are eternal and unchanging, much like Akatosh. According to some historical reports, dragons originally inhabited the continent of Akavir to the east of Tamriel, although details are scarce. Akavir supposedly translates to Dragon Land, and according to one text, at one point a race of cat people living on Akavir attempted to eat all of the dragons, causing the dragons to flee to Tamriel. There are a number of reports that confirm the presence of dragons in the icy northern continent of Atmora, although whether or not they came there from Akavir or were always there is unknown. The Atmorans worship the dragons as god kings, building temples in their honor, with dragon priests being the sole mediators between the Atmorans and the dragons. The dragons eagerly accepted the worship of these lesser beings, and granted small amounts of power to the dragon priests. As the dragons had no interest in actually ruling the people of Atmora, the dragon priests became the one in charge, enforcing laws and codes of living in order to keep the peace between man and dragon. Unfortunately, when the Atmorans came to Tamriel and settled in Skyrim, the dragon priests began to assert far more dominance over the populace. They started to rule with iron fists, effectively enslaving their brethren. Supposedly, this change was brought upon by Alduin, the World Eater, firstborn of Akatosh and leader of the dragons. According to legend, in the earliest days of time, dragons were wild creatures, but Alduin was the one responsible for bringing them together as a civilization. Alduin was supposed to periodically destroy the world so that it may be reborn, but at one point he became overwhelmed with pride and desired to conquer the world for himself. This led to Alduin and the dragons and dragon priests loyal to him declaring war against the mortals of Tamriel. At first, Nords died by the thousands as they had no means of killing a dragon, and despite a few dragons going against Alduin to support the humans, many atrocities were committed and many men died. At first, Parthenax, Alduin's brother, supported Alduin and assisted him in the slaughter, but eventually he turned away and taught the Nords the power of the Thum, the language of dragons in magical form. Using the Thum, the Nords were capable of slaying dragons, and the war began in earnest. After many deaths on both sides, Alduin was finally banished in time using an Elder Scroll, and the last remaining dragons were hunted down into near extinction. Those that fled towards Morrowind were drawn by the heat of the Red Mountain, but were eventually overwhelmed by the countless flying cliff racers that infest the region. Those that made it to Cyrodiil were taken under the protection of Tiber Septim, who swore to keep them alive as long as they served him. One of these dragons, Nephala Largus, was known as a Jewel of the Crown, and brought a swift end to a civil war that was occurring on an island off the coast of Hammerfell. The Red Dragon was then placed under the command of the newly appointed governor of the island, but was eventually slain by a lone Redguard hero. Despite Tiber's promise of protection, the last remaining dragons were either slain or they fled Tamriel entirely. Some believe that Tiber himself absorbed the last dragon souls when he ascended to godhood. There were several reports that some dragons survived in the deserts of Hammerfell or the Red Mountain in Morrowind, but most people assumed the dragons were extinct. This all changed in the Fourth Era, when Alduin reappeared. Although the Nords thought they had permanently banished Alduin in the flow of time, they had instead merely sent him forward in time to the Fourth Era. When Alduin reappeared in Skyrim in the midst of the Skyrim Civil War, he ravaged the town of Helgen, allowing the escape of Ulfric Stormcloak and extending the Civil War. Alduin went on to resurrect the dead dragons across Skyrim, as dragons can only truly die when their soul is absorbed by another dragon or dragonborn. The Dragon Crisis would have likely devastated Skyrim and possibly the rest of Tamriel, but the last dragonborn learned of their destiny and learned the ways of the Thum. After slaying numerous dragons and absorbing their souls, the last dragonborn confronted Alduin in the Nordic afterlife of Sovngarde. Here, Alduin was slain, but his soul was not absorbed, leaving the possibility of his potential return. The fate of the rest of the dragons remains to be seen. Dragons have been a staple of fantasy fiction for decades, and a widespread part of folklore for centuries beyond that. The dragons in the Elder Scrolls franchise largely stick to common tropes, but change things up with their unique connection to time, the presence of Dragonborn, and the power of the Thum. With dragons being largely absent from the series prior to Skyrim, and then being such a focal point of the fifth game, it will be interesting to see their presence in the future of the series.